Joining us on the line, Lee Benny, a very, very good morning to you. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. How are you?
Hi, Howard. Very well. Although listening to you and the self-quarantine theory, I am having a giggle to myself because there could be great implications if it's going to follow Big Brother trends.
It's true. How did that 1 meter or 2 meter distance thing work? Maybe not so well. Right.
Well, not so well, but also not so great for your emotional well-being, locking yourself up in your house for months on end.
Well, that unfortunately could be where we are heading. But
absolutely.
But I remember, and as I say, I hope I'm not wrong because I'm putting myself out there. Did South African Big Brother, the one that you participated in, take place at the time of 9/11?
Yes, yes, it did, and there was a huge debate amongst the people at DSTV and the producers of the show as to whether or not to tell us what had happened. And eventually what they decided was if any of us were personally impacted in any way, so if we knew anyone who was involved, they would tell us and cancel the show. And if we didn't, they spoke to our families and said, are you okay with us not telling them? And that was how they made the decision. But they did decide if they told us, they would have to cancel the show because the premise of it is that you are cut off from the world. So if you suddenly introduce bits of the world and then people will need updates, you might as well cancel it.
Yeah. So, okay. So then, so you knew nothing. When did you come out of the house?
So I came out, and again with the memory thing, because we're talking over 20 years ago, it was beginning of December, I think I came out.
So in other words, the world had already processed all of this. We had been through this, and that's why I remember it so clearly, because it had such an impact on me that you were seeing something that we had been through for the last, we had lived through this change and you hadn't.
Yes. Yeah, I remember, and you know, there's a lot going on when you come out of that house. So, it was perhaps not my normal emotional state, almost certainly not. But I remember I was sitting, on carte blanche with Ruda Lundman, and I watched the video, and my mother was standing behind the camera, and I remember just looking at her and like a child going, Mom, like, I need a verification of this thing because I couldn't process it in that moment. I absolutely
So that is the expression that I remember.
Yeah? So was it as heavy for you? So looking, you know, processing this information in December, do you think it was as heavy for you as it was for people who were witnessing it in real time?
Oh, you know, it was mind blowing, and far too much to process. And I do remember one of the other housemates came under a lot of fire because she didn't react appropriately in people's opinion. And I would love to have found out what she actually thought about what had happened sort of 3 weeks later, because I remember when I watched it on the screen going, this is a weird movie. You know, it was so far from, it was so sci-fi and far from anything that we had experienced. As you said, Howard, these things happen once every couple of decades that our lives change so much. And so there is a sense of disbelief.
And that's, in fact, it's so interesting because that's the expression I remember on your face. Now, not knowing that your mother was standing behind the camera, you could see the way you were processing it, almost wondering, is this real? Is this sort of what am I actually watching here? And it stuck with me for all this time because of that process that we had been through. You know, we having lived through the day, I was living in New York. We had just come back. We had been back in South Africa for 6 weeks. So I had a lot of friends working in both the buildings. Thankfully, all of them miraculously, were fine. Some of our friends, two of them, were taking their kid to kindergarten that day for the first time. It was the starting of the school year there. But we had lived through it. We had been through all of this emotion, and the world had almost kind of settled back into this new reality that you were now confronting. So your reaction was almost a way that we were now reprocessing it, because we could kind of work through it, I thought, through how you were reacting. And that's what I found so interesting. So And I kind of feel now for the German, I mean, I didn't even know that Big Brother was continuing, but apparently it is in Germany. And,
well.
yeah. And, well, I know it's changed just a little bit, but they were debating also around telling the housemates about the virus. Maybe they went through the same process and felt that, they have to do it because everybody's impact.
Well, I mean, the housemates are the safest people actually because they're under constant scrutiny mm-hmm. and they are cut off from the world, so they haven't been exposed. But you know, and it's also it depends on so many things, Howard. The average age of housemates in our day was 25, and we didn't have children. You know, I think there was one person who had children. Mm. If my children were out in the world and this virus was around, I would jolly well want to know. But then also, I probably wouldn't have signed up for a program like that if I had children, you know?
So
I think that, and I don't want to make generalizations, but if we're going to look at, if it happened now and I was cut off from the world, I would be very angry if I wasn't told so that I couldn't try and contribute in some way and protect the people I love. But at 25, I might have gone, come on, this was a once in a lifetime opportunity. You just ruined it for me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's an unfair thing to say about younger people, but do you know what's interesting, Howard? And this is what I have tried to get to the bottom of, and it's why I'm so interested in psychology to this day, is on the day of 9/11, three housemates, we were in the garden, we had an art type challenge, and three housemates made comments. Either the world is crying today. Irvin said, I think that there's a cloud over the world today. Something's wrong. And I said something similar that they picked up on.
Wow.
Three of us, cut off from the world, said something is not okay in the world today.
Almost like a collective consciousness, yeah.
Exactly. We didn't remember having said that when we came out the house because days just blend into each other. And one of the producers came and said it was so interesting. So
that is unbelievable. Yeah. You know, how do you even make sense of that? But it has to be some kind of a collective consciousness. And in fact, the truth is that if we look at how we're all reacting at the moment, there is whether it's our own feeling or not, there is this weird energy out there, because of the coronavirus. There is a strange thing and a strange dynamic that we're all picking up on. And you kind of wonder if that sits within us or if actually sits within all of us that somebody else would pick it up.
Well, exactly.
Very, very, very interesting. All right, tell us about being in isolation. How long were you in the house?
Well, thank goodness for technology because I was there for, the whole thing was 15 weeks. I was there for 12 weeks.
Right.
So 12 weeks, obviously no technology and very few books even to read. And we had people playing emotional games with us. So there was a lot of mental manipulation and emotional manipulation going on. So hopefully the average person sitting at home doesn't have that. But I'm telling you, well, I'm sure you saw it. We went stir crazy.
We
came out very different people. And I remember when we came out having thoughts, and I wish I'd kept a diary and I didn't. Having thoughts and thinking, ooh, that's not normal. You can't think that. For example, I mean, the one was someone was being really nasty. And I was like, that person does not deserve to be on the planet. They must die. And then I was like, oh, you don't think like that. You don't say that.
It's really Lord of the Rings, isn't it? It's everybody on the island and,
But now do you think that because you went through that, it's prepared you better for this kind of, isolation.
Yeah, see, your microphone is not coming across at all. I'm sorry. I hear Howard perfectly.
So what Zanati is asking is, do you think that, although it was so long ago, has prepared you for maybe what's to come for all of us where we might have a situation where we're confined to our homes? Or has that made it more scary for you?
No, I certainly think that not necessarily the house, but the aftermath, the being in the public eye, it just agrees with some people and other people such as myself. I'm actually quite shy, which you wouldn't guess because I don't come across.
I wouldn't have picked that up, yeah.
No, no. and I became a hermit for many years.
Really?
Before getting married and having a child, now I'm never alone. But before, I loved my own company, and I would sit at home and do puzzles and have a glass of wine. I mean, just really me and my dog, and we didn't need the world.
Amazing.
So I think post Big Brother prepared me for all of this. Or maybe it's just my personality.
Yeah. And I think all of us will deal with it differently, and we'll all have our own struggles and all have the things that we just do well with. If this sort of lockdown situation occurs, I think we can avoid it, and hopefully we can avoid it if people are responsible and practice all of the measures that we've been told to practice. But that is yet to be seen. Lee Benny, thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Absolutely wonderful to connect with you and to just hear about that experience. And I'm also glad that I didn't make this whole thing up, because there was a part of me there. You know, when some of the things that you remember so clearly are really so wrong, but in fact, at least I know on some level that this was exactly how it was. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. Really, really awesome. And
thanks, Howard.
And stay well and stay healthy.